Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. It's a Halloween show. I know Halloween was a few days ago, but what the heck? It's a little strange, but then again, this whole show is going to be strange. Welcome to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baia. Wombats and Music is my chance to play for you each week songs I love, and occasionally put in something odd. And tonight there'll be a number of odd things. The wombats, that's what I call the odd things. The wombats tonight are Halloween wombats. So, we're going to start right off with me telling you that this show's going to be a little strange. Wombats and Music comes to you from WEHC at Emory and Henry College, FM 90.7. The first song is to comment on this show. It's Iris DeMent saying, "God may forgive you, but I won't."
You say that you're born again, cleansed of your former sins. You want me to say I'll forgive and forget, but you've done too much to me. Don't you be touching me. Go back and touch all those women you met. 'Cause God may forgive you, but I won't. Yes, Jesus loves you, but I don't. They don't have to live with you, well, neither do I. You say that you're born again. Well, so am I. And God may forgive you, but I won't, and I won't even try. Well, the kids had to cry for you. I had to try to do things that the dad should do since you've been gone. Well, you really let us down. You may be heaven bound, but you've left one hell of a mess here at home. And God may forgive you, but I won't. Yes, Jesus loves you, but I don't. They don't have to live with you, and neither do I. You say that you're born again. Well, so am I. And God may forgive you, but I won't, and I won't even try. And I won't even try.
That was Iris DeMent commenting on this show, saying, "God will forgive you, but I won't." Those strange sounds you just heard are my way of introducing one of my Halloween wombats. This one is the Monster Mash.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to catch a jolt from my electrodes.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
Caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drax's voice did ring. It seems he was troubled by just one thing. He opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvanian twist?"
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and might of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Vincent sent you. Now you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
It caught on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Now you can monster mash. Pretty.
The monster mash.
Do the monster mash. It won't hurt.
The monster mash.
I promise.
That was the monster mash. The next is Enrique Iglesias singing "Don't Turn Off the Lights," which I think is a wonderfully romantic song.
Well, I still haven't found
That was Enrique Iglesias singing Don't Turn Off the Lights. I picked the next song for this Halloween show because it's kind of somber and scary. It's Johnny Cash and Joni Mitchell singing A Long Black Veil.
10 years ago, on a cold, dark night, someone was killed neath the town hall lights. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. She walks these years in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, so it meant my life. I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife.
Now the scaffold stood high and eternity was near. She stood in the crowd but she shed not a tear. But sometimes at night when the cold wind calls, she comes to my grave and she moans.
She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail.
Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows.
Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows.
Johnny Cash and Joni Mitchell with A Long Black Veil. The next song is from Jacques Brel's Alive and Well Living in Paris, a Broadway show with only four performers, four singers. This is by all four of them, the ensemble. It's called If We Only Have Love.
If we only have love, then tomorrow will dawn, and the days of our years will rise on that morn. If we only have love to embrace without fears, we will kiss with our eyes, we will sleep without tears. If we only have love with our arms open wide, then the young and the old will stand at our side. If we only have love, love that's falling like rain, then the parched desert earth will grow green again. If we only have love for the hymn that we shout, in pain, we can heal all our wounds, we can use our own names. If we only have love, we can melt all the guns and then give the new world to our daughters and sons. If we only have love, then Jerusalem stands, and then death has no shadow. There are no foreign lands. If we only have love, we will never bow down. We'll be tall as the pines, neither heroes nor clowns. If we only have love, then we'll only be men, and we'll drink from the bread to be born once again. Then with nothing at all but the little we are, we'll have conquered all time, all space, the sun and the stars.
If We Only Have Love, by the cast of Jacques Brel's Alive and Well, Living in Paris. Yes, it's going to be another Halloween wombat. That's what those strange sounds warn you. Well, this one is the Irish Ballad by Tom Lehrer. Tom Lehrer was a professor of mathematics at Harvard and MIT, and in his spare time he wrote fiendishly clever and very sinister songs. And this is one of them. It's called the Irish Ballad, also known as Rickety Tickety Tin.
About a maid I'll sing a song, sing rickety tickety tin. About a maid I'll sing a song, who didn't have her family long. Not only did she do them wrong, she did every one of them in, she did every one of them in. One morning in a fit of pique, sing rickety tickety tin. One morning in a fit of pique, she drowned her father in the creek. The water tasted bad for a week, and we had to make do with gin, with gin. We had to make do with gin. Her mother, she could never stand, sing rickety tickety tin. Her mother, she could never stand, and so a cyanide soup she planned. The mother died with a spoon in her hand, and her face in a hideous grin, a grin, her face in a hideous grin. She set her sister's hair on fire, rickety-tickety-tin. She set her sister's hair on fire, and as the smoke and flame rose higher, danced around the funeral pyre, playing a violin, olin, playing a violin. She weighted her brother down with stones, rickety-tickety-tin. She weighted her brother down with stones and sent him off to Davy Jones. All they ever found were some bones and occasional pieces of skin, of skin, occasional pieces of skin. One day when she had nothing to do, rickety-tickety-tin. One day when she had nothing to do, she cut her baby brother in two and served him up as an Irish stew. and invited the neighbors in, boys in, invited the neighbors in. And when at last the police came by, rickety tickety tin, and when at last the police came by, her little pranks she did not deny. To do so she would have had to lie, and lying she knew was a sin, a sin. Lying she knew was a sin. My tragic tale I won't prolong, rickety tickety tin. My tragic tale I won't prolong, and if you do not enjoy my song, you've yourselves to blame if it's too long. You should never have let me begin, begin. You should never have let me begin.
That was the Irish Ballad, written and performed by Tom Lehrer. I realize that some of these transitions are a little abrupt. We just had a rather fiendishly clever and mean-spirited song, and now we're going to have a sweet little love song from the 50s. This is Earth Angel, one of my favorite songs from the 50s, and it is sung by the Penguins.
Darling dear, love you all the time. I'm just a fool, a fool in love with you. Earth angel, earth angel, the one I adore. Love you forever and ever. Just a fool in love with you. I fell for you, and I knew the vision of your love, loveliness. I hoped and I prayed that someday I'll be the vision of your happiness. Oh, oh, Earth Angel, Earth Angel, please be mine, my darling dear. Love you all the time. I'm just a
Angel by the Penguins. Another Halloween Wombat. The next song is one of the first songs I remember learning as a child. I suspect we sang it a lot around Halloween, and I'm pretty sure we didn't sing it in front of our parents. It's called the Hearst Song, and it's probably the most ghoulish song I've ever learned. This version is sung by Harley Poe, the Hearst Song.
white sheet. From your head down to your feet, they put you in a big black box and cover you up with dirt and rocks. And all goes well for about a week, and then your coffin begins to leak, and the worms crawl in, the worms crawl out, the worms play pinochle on your snout. They eat your eyes, they eat your nose, they eat the jelly between your toes. A big green worm with rolling eyes crawls in your stomach and out your eyes. Your stomach turns a slimy green, and pus pours out like whipping cream. You spread it on a slice of bread, and that's what you eat when you're dead. And the worms crawl out, the worms crawl in, the worms that crawl in. And the worms crawl in, the worms crawl out. They crawl all over your dirty snout. Your chest caves in, and your eyes pop out, and your brain turns to sauerkraut. They invite their friends, and their friends too. They all come down to chew on you. And this is what it is to die. I hope you have a nice goodbye. Did you ever think, as a hearse goes by, that you may be the next to die? And your eyes fall out, and your teeth decay, and that is the end of a perfect day.
That was The Hearse Song by Harley Poe. And if you found that a bit offensive, that's certainly understandable. And you may recall that the first song of the show I said was Iris DeMint commenting about me making this show and singing, "God may forgive you, but I won't." The next song is also about death, but this time a more gentle picture. This is called "Just a Rose Will Do" by Zoe Speaks.
Oh, the time has come for me leaving. I'll bid this world adieu. Don't spend your money for flowers. Just a rose will do. I'm a-going to a beautiful garden after this life's work is through. Don't spend your money for flowers, just a rose will do. I don't want no weeping and wailing when I have passed away. Just have some old time singing as they lay me neath the clay. I'm a-going to a beautiful garden after this life's work is through. Don't spend your money for flowers, just a rose will do. Just have an old-time preacher to preach the gospel so true. Don't want no fancy decorations, just a rose will do. I'm a-going to a beautiful garden after this life's work is through. Don't spend your money for flowers, just a rose will do.
Thank you.
Just a Rose Will Do by Zoe Speaks. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in some odd things, which I call wombats. And tonight probably has more wombats than any show I've ever made. The Halloween things are wombats. Strange things that aren't my normal fare. The next song is a ghost song. It was a hit song in 1949. It's Ghost Riders in the Sky by Vaughn Monroe.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. The ghost heard in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Ghost riders in the sky. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught them yet, cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. On horses snorting fire, as they ride on, hear their cry. Yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-yo.
Ghost riders in the sky.
As the riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell a-riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
Yippee-yi-yay,
yippee-yi-yo, ghost riders in the sky.
Ghost Riders in the Sky by Vaughn Monroe. Another Halloween wombat. One of the most popular musical videos in history was Thriller by Michael Jackson in 1987. And one of the things that made it great was Vincent Price's narration at the end. And here is the Vincent doing that narration separately on a TV show. He recorded this. So here's Vincent Price with Thriller.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize y'all's neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. The foulest stench is in the air, the funk of 40,000 years. And grizzled ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
That was Vincent Price doing his monologue from Michael Jackson's video Thriller. And next up is one of my favorite Bob Dylan songs. This is another song about death, fits in well with this show. It's called Knocking on Heaven's Door by Bob Dylan. Dylan singing Knocking on Heaven's Door. I'm a singer, and I happen to love rounds. A lot of singers don't like rounds, you know, like row, row, row your boat. And here's a round that I like a lot and often teach, and I'll just sing a little bit of it, then I'll play for you a good recording of it. It starts off, and I'd like to sing it in a scary voice when I sing for kids, so it goes like this. Have you seen the ghost of John? Long white bones with no skin on. That's the way I sing it. But now you're going to hear Miss Christie and the Wee Heart Big Kids singing their version of Ghost of John.
Have you seen the ghost of John?
Have you seen the ghost of John?
Ghost of John by Miss Christie and the Wee Heart Big Kids. And, you know, a Wombats and Music show wouldn't be complete with at least one fiddle and banjo tune. So here it comes. Wild Bill Jones by Alison Krauss and Union Station. That was Wild Bill Jones by Alison Krauss and Union Station. The next song only fits into this show because it's kind of haunted in my mind. It's called Let's Burn Down the Cornfield. And I think of it as happening at night and has sort of a ghost-like feel to it for me. This is Randy Newman singing Let's Burn Down the Cornfield.
let's burn down the cornfield. Let's burn down the cornfield. And we can listen to it burn. You hide behind the old tree. You hide behind the old tree. Stay out of danger till I return. Boy, it's so good on a cold night to have fire burning warm. Out of danger till I return.
Let's Burn Down the Cornfields by Randy Newman. Next is another popular song from years ago that has kind of a haunted feel to it. This is a classic. It's called Ode to Billy Joe by Bobby Gentry.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And cousin I talking to him after church last Sunday night. I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Ode to Billy Joe by Bobby Gentry. And here is the last wombat of the show, a poem called Auntie Gonish by Hugh Mearns. Yesterday upon the stair I met a man who wasn't there. He wasn't there again today. I wish he'd go away. When I came home last night at 3, the man was waiting there for me. But when I looked around the hall, I couldn't see him there at all. Go away, go away, don't you come back anymore. Go away, and please don't slam the door. Slam. Last night I saw upon the stair a little man who wasn't there. He wasn't there again today. Oh, how I wish he'd go away. That was Auntie Gonish by Hugh Mearns. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia. Wombats and Music comes to you Monday nights at 7 from WEHC, FM 90.7 from Emory and Henry College. If you haven't voted, tomorrow is your chance. Please do. And now also, please join me in doing what I ask you to do each week, or encourage you to do. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.